like fetching the water. The chatoni chashuva, something very important. Whoever learns the word shuva, fetching the water, is not wrong, is right. Mandatoni chashuva is also leimishtabish. Mandatoni shuva leimishtabish. The chesed the pasuk says l'shaftemayim besosan. You should fetch water besosan with happiness. Mandatoni chashuva leimishtabish. The Amr of Nachman mitzvah chashuvahi. This is a very, very important mitzvah. And it's here from Sheshi Shemei Breshis. Like we have, the Shishim was created from Sheshi Shemei Breshis for the purpose of the Nisuch Hayam HaMayim. Tana Rabbon. Yes, Tana Rabbon. HaChalil Doiches HaShabbos. Divir Rabbi Yisib Rabbi Yehuda. It is Doiches HaShabbos. You're allowed to play the flute even on Shabbos. And the Chorhu Adin on Yom Tov also you're allowed to do it. The Chachom HaMayimim. The Chom say they'll know. You can't even play the flute, the simple verse of Shweb, you can't play on Yom Tov even. Not only on Shabbos, not even on Yom Tov. Omer Rabbi Yosef explained, what's the Machlokes? Yes, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Machlokes b'shir shel korban. The Machlokes is, if using the Chalil as Doiche Shabbos, it's a Machlokes b'shas they brought the korban. When they brought the korban at Tomid in the morning, the Levim had to sing a shir. So the question is, how do they sing the shir by the korban? The Rabbi Yosi saw Ika shira b'kli. The main part of the shira the Levim had to use was the kli. They had to use the chalil. They had to use instruments. Therefore, the avodah, using the kelim, using them, is called an avodah. And the klal is b'deiches Shabbos. And the avodah of the korban is just like the korban itself. The korban atamid is b'deiches Shabbos. Who are then the avodahs are also b'deiches Shabbos. And Rashi says, Ika shira, shakar bin tzibur, toyin shir min atur, kamin mustach le'erchin, kam mikrois. So Rabbi Yosi, Ika ha-shir, engel imkein, chalil maki im ha-shir. You ought to have the chalil playing also. V'chein kinoris, and the volume, other instruments, were also playing, v'shas levim sang. And this is all part of the avodah. Therefore, the avodah is derech ha-shabbos, therefore you're allowed to use the chalil on Shabbos also, v'shas that brought the korban. For Rabbon and Sarva, the Rabbon hold no, Iko shira b'peh. The main thing of the shira is to use your mouth. Therefore, v'lav avoidi, it's not called the chelik of the avoidah to use the instruments. The Levian could do the shira midiraisa is just singing with their mouth. They don't have to use the instruments. Even though they use it, it's not called part of the avoidah. Therefore, the lachar is, it's not doicha Shabbos. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says, Avol shir shel shweva. But that's what our Mishnah talks about, that by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva used to play the Chalil, that for sure, Divri Hakol Simchahi V'yein Adoichas HaShabbos. That for sure is not called an Avoida, it's only like a mitzvah Simcha, therefore for sure it's not Doichas HaShabbos. Like Rashi says, Avu Shir Shashoeva, Shoye Kol Alaylo Al Mailes Hayuredis Mi Ezras Yisrael Yezras Noshim, on the steps that were coming down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim, that's what they used to sing the whole night. Is the Rehakol Simcha Yisrahi? V'ena minatayr. It's not midiraisa. Avo elo lechavi v'sa mitzvah is for the Doiches Shabbos. Only to make the mitzvahs nice upon us, but it's not Doiches Shabbos. Therefore, the whole machlok is only by the shir, by the korban, but by our mishta, by the chalil, for sure it's not Doiches Shabbos. The Omer Rav Yosef, mino amino to b'ho pligi. How do I know that this is the machlok is? If Ika Shir is b'peh or b'kli, like how do I know to say the machlekes if the shir is the chalil is deicha Shabbos or not by the korban, that the machlekes is totally whether the Ika Shir is b'kli or b'peh? The Tanya will learn like this: Kli Shoreis she'osan shel eitz is Rebbe Poisel. If you make a Kli Shoreis, the candle that we use in the Beis Hamikdash to service in the Beis Hamikdash that has a kedushas aguf on it, now b'chili is supposed to make it out of metal. Let's say you made it out of wood. If you made it out of wood, so the locher is Rebbe Poisel. Rebbe says the Kli Shoreis is Poisel, you can't use it. For Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda Machshir. Rebbe Yosi Yehuda says, no, it's kosher. You can make a Kli Shoreis even out of wood. Now, my love, isn't it, that for all Kamiflegi, this is the Machlokes, whether you could make a Kli Shoreis in the Beis Hamikdash out of wood or not. Man the Machshir, Rebbe Yosi, Rebbe Yehuda says it's kosher. Sover, he learns it out from the flute that they use in the Beis Hamikdash when they brought the Kabbonis. So Sover, he holds, Ika Shira B'Kli. The din of the Shir that Levim used to sing had to be done with the Kli, with the flute. Therefore, it's considered a klisharis, and it was made out of wood. So you see, you're allowed to make a klisharis out of wood. So yafina may ofiv the Moshe. And we learn it out from the flute that Moshe used, which was, it means bizman Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was made out of reed, made out of like a wood. So you see, you could have a klisharis made out of wood. Uman the apostle, the one that says no, it's apostle, sovar ikra shira b'peh. The main din of the shir when Levine used to sing was with the mouth, not with the kelim. V'lo yafina mi'ovav de Moshe. And we don't learn it out from the ovav, from the flute that Moshe used. Because even by the ovav of the Moshe, like it wasn't really klisharis, because the main part of the shir was only b'peh with your mouth, and the music there was only to make it sound nice, but not for the ikra mitzvah, it wasn't really called the klisharis. Tomorrow says maybe no, that's not the machlokes. Loi, I'll tell you. Tekuli yal makubi, everybody holds ikra shira b'kli. Everybody holds that the shir, when Levim sing, you have to have the kli. You have to have a kli. You have to have the flutes. You need instruments. So yehochas, what's the machlokes then? The donin efsher mishi efsher. Everybody holds this. The flute was a kli shiris, and it was made out of wood. Now the question is, can you learn out from here other kalim? Because other kalim could be made out of metal. Like here, the flute, the reason why it's kosher, because it can't be made out of metal. It could only be made out of wood. So it's true, the flute, the Meimosha, was a klisharis. Can you learn out from other kalim that they could be made out of metal from the flute that cannot be made out of metal? Man the master, the one that says, yes, it's kosher, sover he holds, don and efshem ishi efshem. We learn out, even though it's possible to make the klisharis now made out of metal, still we learn it out from the flute that had to be made out of wood, that any klisharis could be made out of wood. Or man the post, the one that says it's possible, says no, sovar, loy don and efshem ishi efshem. I don't learn out from something that could be from something that can't be. So true, the flute, the shear, the shas levim sing the duchen, the shas, the kavonis, the shir had to have an instrument, true. And the instrument is made out of wood, and it's a klisharis. But only this klisharis could be made out of wood, because it's not possible to have an instrument made out of other metal, made out of metal. Mashenkin, other klisharis is what could be made out of metal, but daska has to be made out of metal and cannot be made out of wood. That's the machlokes here. Whether doran efshir mishi efshir, or else bein doran efshir mishi efshir. Then the Gemara says, "V'boy yisem with other teretz, I could tell you the kuli yam everybody could hold the opposite. The ikra shir b'peh, the main part of the shir was only with the mouth. In other words, Levim had to sing. That was the shir. That they used instruments was not a klisharis. It was not the ikra part of the shir. V'yein donin efshir mishi efshir, and therefore we cannot learn out from the flute as everybody holds. Ain donin efshir mishi efshir. You can't learn out from the flute, even though the flute was made out of wood. You can't learn out other kalim from the flute, because the flute had to be made out of wood, but other kalim could be made out of metal. So you can't learn out one from the other. So then what is the machlekes? If you can make a klisharis made out of wood, or if a davka has to be made out of metal, the machlekes says, how do you learn out all the klisharis from the menorah? Do you learn it out with a teres, a klal of drosha, with a klal of prato klal? Or do you learn it out with a teres, ribuyumiyat, like we'll soon see? Rebbe Dorish Kloli Aproti. Rebbe Darshan's a klal, it says a general rule, then it says a prat, a specific rule. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda Dorish ribuyumiyat. Ribu means it's marbit, it includes a lot of things. Or miyat, then it says a miyat, no, only one thing. What's the difference? Rebbe Dorish Kloli Aproti. Rebbe makes the drosha b'teres, the klal of a klal and a prat, a general rule, and then a prat. The pasuk says, v'yosisa menorah klal. Make the menorah made out of anything, a klal. Zohov tor, pure gold, prat. That's a specific way, a prat, only pure gold. Then the pasuk says, miksha taseh, ha menorah. You should like bang out the menorah. Chazer a klal. Again, makes the general rule, any type of making the menorah. So the klal is that klal or prat or klal. When the Torah first says a general rule, and then it says a prat specific rule, the clay says, Iyat Tadan Elokeinu Prat. You can only learn out something like the prat itself. What does that mean? Maha prat, just like this specific thing. Mefurish. Shomatchis, it says it has to be pure gold. It means it had to be made out of an iron, a metal. Is Av Kol Shomatchis. Any type of a kli sharus is only kosher if it's made out of a type of a metal. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda darish ribuy umitzuk, a different way of dashing the psukim, the same psukim by the menorah, but it's a ribuy everything, and then a mit only one thing. The pasuk says biyosisa menorah menoras mashma ribuy, anything you want you can make the menorah from. Then the pasuk says zohov tor, pure gold mit, it's no something special. Again, you can make the menorah made out of anything. That's again a general rule. So the klal is for ribui or miyat for ribui. When you have a ribui, everything, then a miyat, only one thing, then everything. The klal is ribui hakol. Everything is included. My ribui, what does it include? Ribu kol milu. All types of things you can make a klisharis from. Even out of wood, you can make a klisharis. But still the Torah says, Zohav Torah, it has to exclude something, miyat shalcheris, that an earthly kli, that's no good, that's the only miyat. See if you learn it out from a ribuy, or miyat, it's marbe, it includes everything, only one thing you take out, that's all. So here we'll take out an earthly kli. But we learn it from a klal, or prato klal, it doesn't only take out one thing. It takes out everything, because it has to be like the prat it has to be. So it has to leave not only gold, because there's a klal, or prato klal, but it has to call upon to be something like a matris, it has to be like a metal, some type of metal. Rashi says, miyat shacheris, diakorchus miyat, lemute yosa. It's coming to take, exclude something. Vizel arroyalis smite, Jason McCall. This is the most thing to take off more than anything else. Amar Rav Papa, Kitanoim. Papa said this goes according to Machlokes Tanoim. Alright, we'll stop here. You were holding the Nun Aleph, Amar Aleph. Again, the Mor says, Amar Rav Papa, Kitanoim.